Good morning, everyone. I don't know about you, but until the money starts flowing, I'm kind of sick of the words stimulus plan. But there are political lessons from that stimulus battle, which ended at the end of last week, and we're going to talk about them in just a moment. But first, 25 random things about me. That's an application that if you're on Facebook, you know all about. People post a long list of supposedly random details about their lives that you may or may not know or may not care about. Whether you use Facebook or shun it, we want to hear from you. What has someone told you about a friend, themselves, a political leader, about themselves that you wish you hadn't heard? What's too much information? And if you want to practice how addictive this chain letter is, we welcome that. We'll let you try it out. Tell us two random things about yourself that you'd like me and our audience to know. Tell your stories at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. Yes, job postings are perfectly permitted. Joining us now is Glenn Thrush, senior congressional reporter for Politico. Forget stimulus. Think about the political lessons from the passage of a $787 billion bill last week. It certainly was a reveal about how the Democrats are going to behave in the majority of both the House and the Senate, and how the GOP is going to behave as the opposition, much more like an opposition than anything bipartisan. Glenn Thrush, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
What do you think the political lessons for Barack Obama, let's start there, are?
Well, I think the main lesson is that the House Republicans, and to a large extent the Republicans on the Hill in general, are furniture to be avoided so that you don't bang your knee into as you walk around them. I think there's some element of bitterness in the White House about the way that they were shut out twice, not a single Republican vote in the House, and a growing tide of anger among congressional Democrats who really want Obama, really sort of daring Obama, to tell the Senate Republicans, go ahead, filibuster.
So, first of all, is this a result of dynamics within the Democratic Party, or is this because the GOP chose to behave more like, heavy couches and tough furniture that you really have to walk around rather than, responding to Obama's efforts to reach across the aisle? We heard so much about that.
50-50. I think in the House you've got Nancy Pelosi, who is a sharp-elbowed, very practiced partisan fighter. And you also have in the House a group of Republicans who are having a collective identity crisis. They've lost 40 to 50 seats in the last two election cycles. They are now a relatively small minority in the House without really a sense of mission. I don't know if you recall, right before the 111th Congress began, he was just seeing article after article, these almost sort of confessional memoir-type deals from congressional Republicans talking about what is the identity of our party. So to a very large extent, what happened this past week with the stimulus had less to do with Barack Obama and more to do with them sort of cohering around something, and that something is the word no.
The word no, right, exactly. So what does this mean for Harry Reid and Pelosi? They certainly didn't show themselves to be an organized, lockstep, marching band here. There was a lot of confusion, it seemed.
Well, what's that great Will Rogers line? I don't belong to any organized party. I'm a Democrat.
I
think the larger context, and Pelosi is right. Every time we have our weekly press conference up here on the Hill with Pelosi, we mention these things, and she says, hey guys, we just passed a nearly $800 billion stimulus package, and we already have wrapped up the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act and a bunch of other things. So the larger context is there is a degree of success, and in any of these, we don't remember the details of the passage of, for instance, the first 100 days of the New Deal, and there were battles back then as well. But that said, I think it's clear that Pelosi and Reid are going to have to learn how to communicate better with one another, and are going to have to learn from the Republicans a little bit about sticking to a single coherent message.
Well, that, I guess, is sort of my problem with the whole stimulus process. Even Obama, I think, could be faulted here. This doesn't seem like a policy bill. It seems like a kind of a hodgepodge. There isn't a strong central message of doing really important things for Americans that people are going to see. It seems much more a lot of different priorities, a lot of different agendas jammed into a huge, huge bill. And who knows what we're going to see when it actually starts getting implemented.
Well, that's the interesting part. I mean, most of the economists that I've there's been a lot of sort of every single day there seems to be a new story about what economists are saying about this thing. But by and large, the concept of stimulus, and this was a frustration expressed by Obama himself when he addressed the Democrats in Williamsburg about a week and a half ago, the very nature of a stimulus is to throw a lot of money out into the economy so that it is consumed and that people are employed as a result of that consumption. The very nature of a stimulus is helter-skelter. That's a little bit of this, a little bit of that. It's kind of a gumbo. And I don't think, I think you're absolutely right, I don't think Obama did a good enough job, at least in the initial phases, of letting people understand that, you know, the little bit of this, little bit of that approach is actually what a stimulus is about.
Finally, is Washington looking more like a parliamentary system as a result of this vote, where there really is just an opposition and it doesn't really figure into the negotiations on policy?
Well, I think it, to some extent it always is a parliamentary system. Within the Democratic caucus, you've got several groups that are now sort of maneuvering to apply pressure to Pelosi. Now, Pelosi has this huge margin in the House, and you have the Blue Dog Democrats, who are the conservative fiscal types. You also have progressives and liberals who really blew up in her face when Harry Reid tried to push this deal through with the Senate. So yes, I think you're going to see all these interesting little alignments. But I also think that this was a little bit of an outlier, that you're going to start seeing more Republicans as you move from sort of the prefix $787 billion to the a la carte of smaller items, like, for instance, the children's health care stuff. You're going to see more Republicans starting to leech into the Democrat column.
Well, you also see the Republicans going after Roland Burris, the Democratic senator appointed by Rod Blagojevich. We don't have time to talk about that, but that's certainly on the table all of a sudden, the focus of the GOP. Glenn Thrush, senior congressional reporter for Politico on the political lessons of stimulus. Thanks for joining us.
Take care.
Glenn was in Washington.